Okay, I think I'm live. Hi everybody, welcome to the App Development Community Stand-Up. I'm Anna, for anyone that doesn't know me. I usually host our monthly WinUI community calls, but here, I am here to host the App Development Community Stand-Up this month. So I am so excited to welcome Kevin here today. So Kevin, can you go ahead and tell us what we're talking about today? Why I'm so excited?
Well, today we're announcing that we are releasing WinUI 3 Preview 3.
Yay. There's
great new advances that we're making for developer productivity. We've added some performance improvements and improved stability. And of course, we've got some new features.
Yes, definitely. So I think a lot of people, maybe they know WinUI 2, maybe they know WinUI in general, but something that I'm sure on people's minds is, you know, why are we doing a generation change from WinUI 2 to WinUI 3?
So it's really about, it's not as much about features as it is about how we deliver the bits or how developers deliver the bits to their customers. So I've, hopefully many people have heard me talk about Project Reunion and really how we're decoupling the platform from the OS. And the key is that this allows you to reach all 1 billion devices without waiting for the OS itself to update. So in practical terms, what that means is you don't have to wait again for Windows to get updated. You can update your app and the platform's there for you across all 1 billion devices. It also means that we are allowing it to be integrated, not just through UWP or through some interop, but you can directly use it. So if you have an HWind and you want to draw UI on that HWind and be on the thread of that HWind in the, you know, the threading model of that, that will just work with WinUI 3. Of course, if you have Core Window and you want to upgrade from WinUI 2 and update it to use WinUI 3, that'll be straightforward. So at the end of the day, regardless of how you want to deliver and draw the UI, you want to deliver two bits, you know, immediately all customers, draw it, it will work for you. And it's also not brand new code, so it's not like we've reinvented the platform. It's actually just the code that we had in WinUI 2, lifted from the OS, and the one that's used by apps like Mail and Calendar, and a whole bunch of the other UI frameworks many developers have used. And so it's not about the fact that we're doing a brand new UI framework, which a lot of people get nervous. Oh, it's new. What does that mean? It's the same one, but now delivered in a better way, in a more flexible way for developers.
Okay, got it. So, you know, you mentioned UWP, and I know, of course, WinUI 3 is going to work with desktop. So if you've been using WinUI 2 already, will you need to rewrite to use WinUI 3? And then the same question also goes for if you're using something like WPF or WinForms. You know, how much rewriting is necessary to start using WinUI 3?
So WinUI 3 will definitely supersede WinUI 2 as it catches up on the features. So we're incrementing, that's why it's a preview. All the features aren't there yet. But our goal is to allow you to update your experiences one by one. So you don't need to rewrite your whole app and every one of the user experiences. Not everybody will do that. You want to experiment first before you change everything. So you can do it one by one. So I usually recommend a screen at a time or an experience at a time. And that will work whether you know, the rest of the UI is WinUI 2, WPF, WinForms, or even your own custom framework that you've done and built that draws for, say, DX or D2D and DWrite. Now you have to also be careful that you want to create a Franken experience. That's why I wouldn't say change a button on the screen to use it. No, do a whole screen, a whole HWind, a top level window or something like that, and then modernize the experiences. Now, we've tried to make this easy. So it's highly compatible, if not 100% compatible in most cases with WinUI 2. And we're adding some WPF parity features to make it easy if you're moving code that was originally written with WPF, and now you want to modernize it to WinUI. So with that, you know, maybe the best way to see this is really with a demo. So I want to introduce Ryan, who's one of the leads on WinUI, to show you these new features in code.
Awesome. Thanks, Kevin. And hello, everyone. I'm really excited to have a chance to show you WinUI 3 Preview 3 in this demo today. The app that is up on my screen here is called the XAML Controls Gallery app. This app is kind of like a developer companion app or a showcase app that really just demonstrates all the various features and controls that you find in something like WinUI. And there's two flavors of this app, in case you're not familiar with it. There's a WinUI 2 flavor that is powered by WinUI 2. And if you're a WinUI 2 developer today, you should definitely check it out. you can get the WinUI 2 version from the Microsoft Store. So just go into the store in Windows, type in XAML Controls Gallery, install it. It's super quick. And this app will, you know, show you all the stuff that is in WinUI 2 and give you markup and code examples from within the app so that you can see how to go and use WinUI 2 features. But the version of the XAML Controls Gallery that is up on the screen right now is the WinUI 3 version. I've taken the XAML Controls Gallery, I've upgraded it to Preview 3, which Kevin mentioned is released today. And you can tell that it's the WinUI 3 version because you can see, for example, WebView 2, which is exclusive to WinUI 3. It's not in WinUI 2. And so you can see that if I go to the WebView 2 page in the XAML Controls Gallery, it's using this Chromium-powered WebView 2 that we've been working on. And it's loading up, in this case, the actual page where you would go and get the source code for this. If you want to know what this page is, by the way, you can get the XAML Controls Gallery with Preview 3 at this link. I'll just leave it up for just one more second for the recording. But you just follow that aka.ms link. That'll take you to the source code for this app that we are about to explore. In addition to having WinUI 3 features, of course, WinUI 2 features and controls are also available in the XAML Controls Gallery. A good example of this is the teaching tip control. We released the teaching tip control several months ago, you can see that it, just demonstrates a bunch of the WinUI 2 capabilities that have been brought into WinUI 3. And of course, as always, it's got the markup and the code that you would need to go and play around with the teaching tips. So that's the XAML Controls Gallery app. And for this demo, we're going to take a look at what Preview 3 brings and highlight some of the new features and capabilities. So the first thing I'll do is I'll jump into the code for this app. This app is a live running app that is running in debug from Visual Studio. You can see it here. When we jump into the code, first of all, in the Solution Explorer, you can see that it's using WinUI 3 Preview 3, which was released today. But also, there's a couple other things to point out here. The first is that this is a C# app that is using .NET 5. We've had .NET 5 support all the way since WinUI 3 Preview 1. What allows WinUI to work in the .NET environment is a technology called C#WinRT or CS WinRT. And CS WinRT basically takes the Windows 10 WinRT APIs, like the WinUI APIs, and projects them into that .NET environment so you as a .NET developer can use WinUI 3. And of course, if you're a C++ developer, you can use WinUI 3 as well. But in this case, this is a C# app. I do want to point out that one thing that has changed in Preview 3 is we're using basically CS WinRT 1, version 1, which released about a month ago or so. This newer version of CS WinRT has a bunch of performance optimizations, and it just runs more smoothly and is a more mature and sort of final projection of our stuff into the .NET runtime. So if you're using Preview 3, you're going to get the best .NET 5 experience that we've ever had in any WinUI 3 preview. So that's kind of exciting and new to Preview 3. If we switch back over to the app, we can also take a look at a couple of new features that are available in Preview 3. I'm going to go to the image page here. So the image page is just a page in the XAML Controls Gallery that shows off the XAML image element. And if I scroll down to the bottom of this page here, I've added a bit of code and sort of like a new section here to show off a couple of new capabilities in Preview 3. The first one is render target bitmap. The second one is custom cursors. And the simple scenario I've set up here is if I click this grab snapshot button, it's going to use render target bitmap to go and take a snapshot of this app, basically capture its pixels. And then it's going to go and place those pixels lower on here. On this page. And there's a little checkbox here that can control whether or not those pixels show up inline in this parent window or if it pops up a new top level window. This will become maybe a little more obvious if I jump into the markup and the code. So let's take a look at the markup. I'm on imagepage.xaml. Here's the markup that I've added. And you can see that it's pretty straightforward. There's a stack panel with three controls in it. There's that grab snapshot button. There's the checkbox that determines where the image is going to show up. And then there's an image element that we're going to use to populate the render target bitmap snapshot that is taken. And if I switch back to the app here, you don't really see this image yet because it doesn't have any content, but there's sort of like a sneaky secret image there, and we'll go and populate that. And the all this magic really happens in the C#. So let's switch over to the C#. You can see here that when this button is created in its constructor, we are setting a new protected cursor to be a new core cursor. And the type of cursor we're going to set is sort of like this pointy hand cursor that you'll see in just a minute when I show you this working in the app. So that'll get us the new Preview 3 custom cursor capabilities. If we go up to the click handler for the button, we can also see how render target bitmap is being used. So as soon as the button is clicked, we're going to create render target bitmap, which is new to Preview 3. That render target bitmap is going to render basically starting at the root of all of the XAML content. It's going to take all of that content, put it, take kind of like a screenshot of it, of the app, and get us those pixels. And then if that checkbox is not checked, we'll just go and set all of those pixels or the render's target bitmap to be the source of the image element. But if we do check the checkbox, then it's going to actually create a new window. And creating a new window is not new to Preview 3. You've been able to do that, I think, since Preview 1. But I do want to highlight that this kind of gets at the heart of what we're trying to do with WinUI 3 in many ways, where, you know, WinUI 3's purpose and really any XAML-based framework's purpose is to try and make more complex things as easy as possible. In this case, creating new top-level windows is easy. We're always trying to improve that experience. But we've borrowed a lot from WPF. I think Kevin mentioned earlier that we're trying to have some amount of WPF familiarity. So if you're coming from that framework, it feels familiar to you. And this code should feel pretty familiar to you if you're a WPF developer. It's really easy to do up these new windows. And you'll see this in action in just a second. So I'm going to switch back over to the app. And let's just run this. First of all, you can see the custom cursor. Right now, it's a sort of a pointy arrow. And as soon as I mouse over the button, you can see that I now have a sort of like a pointy hand. So custom cursors is one thing that Preview 3 brings. If I click this button, render target bitmap is going to sort of take a snapshot of the whole app and put those pixels in. So I'll click that. As you can see, there it is. Render target bitmap is working. It's taken all the pixels from this app and it's put it in. You can tell that it's live because you kind of get this hall of mirrors effect. If I keep clicking it, it's sort of taking a picture of a picture of a picture. And of course, if I click the checkbox here and I click grab snapshot, then you can see how easy it is just with a few lines of code to create a new top level window, and it goes and puts the picture in there. So, you know, that's it. Like, that's all the code I added. It's really straightforward, a lot of power there, familiarity with sort of how things were done in WPF. And I feel like that sort of demonstrates, you know, what we're trying to do with WinUI 3, and then also some of the new capabilities in Preview 3. But that's not all the new stuff in Preview 3. There's some other exciting stuff in here too. One example here, actually, I just realized I should probably be on that image page because we're probably going to need this. There's some developer sort of quality life and developer experience improvements to show off. So as I mentioned earlier, this is a live running debug version of the app from Visual Studio. So VS is connected to this app. One thing that we have gotten working in Preview 3 is the live visual tree. So if I open up the live visual tree and I search for all those snapshot sort of buttons and checkboxes that I created, you can see that now the live visual tree is populating with a live copy of the XAML tree that represents all of the elements in this application here. So you can see the snapshot button, the checkbox, and the image. And I can do more with it. If I go over to the live property explorer, you can see that it's sort of sniffing out what the properties are of this image element. And I can also make some changes. So the live property explorer, it's kind of exciting because you can make non-persistent changes to the live running app. So if I take a look at the app, the image here right now is, 500, its width is set to 500. But if I go and change this width to 100, it'll just live update that in the app. So, and these changes are not persistent, so you can sort of play around with the Live Property Explorer view and sort of like tweak and tailor things until you get it just right. But and that's now working. So the Live Visual Tree and the Live Property Explorer are working in Preview 3. But also we have another thing working, which is XAML Hot Reload. So XAML Hot Reload is similar to making edits here, except you can do it in the XAML itself and it can be persistent. If I want to, for example, just take away all width restrictions of this image, I can just delete this width 500. I don't even have to save the file here. And XAML Hot Reload sort of takes over. It automatically updates the live running app, and you can see now that the image is taking up its maximum sort of natural size based on this layout here. So XAML, the Live Visual Tree, Live Property Explorer, and XAML Hot Reload, all those things are new sort of quality of life and developer experience improvements that Preview 3 brings. And we're really excited to have those working for you as well. That pretty much completes everything I was going to show today, except for one other thing. I'm going to stop the app running here and just highlight really quickly that I was running this app in X64 debug, but there are a number of other architectures that I could be running it in. And one thing that is exciting about Preview 3 is we have added ARM64 support. I'm not going to click the remote machine deploy here because that takes too long, but this device here, you can see I'm holding it up to the screen. This device here is actually the XAML Controls Gallery running Preview 3 on a Surface Pro X. This is an ARM64 chip. And it's actually literally the Surface Pro X that is connected to and paired to this instance of Visual Studio. So this is the code that I had written. I deployed it to this ARM64 device. You can see that everything works. Like I can go over, for example, to the teaching tip control, and I can pop up a teaching tip. I don't know if that's showing up very well. It's kind of hard to get this in front of the webcam. We've added ARM64 support as well. I'll hold it up one more time. I see that I've been sort of like maximized here. But this is Surface Pro X. Preview 3 works on ARM64 now as well, which is kind of exciting. And with that, that's just some of the new capabilities and features that Preview 3 brings. I hope you guys have a lot of fun exploring it and letting us know what you think. So thanks very much. That's it.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Ryan. It is just so exciting to see all the hard work pay off and just see it live. That's so cool. Okay. So I'm sure main thing everybody's wondering, how do they get started? How do we try out Preview 3? That's a question for you, Ryan.
Sorry, say that again. You cut out there actually for me. Sorry.
How do we get started? How do people use Preview 3?
Good question. You can go and download the Preview 3 bits. Anna, do you have what's the AKA link for that?
Yeah, so you can go to aka.ms/winui3/preview3, and that will take you to our release notes, which has all links and everything else that you'll need to get started, all the instructions there for you.
Great. Added that to the to the notepad there. So that's where you can go and grab it. So make sure you check out that aka.ms link too.
Okay, great. So now I think we're going to start Q&A, everybody's favorite part of the show. So folks who are listening and watching, if you have questions that have came up so far, definitely just leave a comment in that live YouTube chat and we will try to answer as many of your questions as we can. But first, I want to start off with a question for Kevin. I know that you mentioned Project Reunion earlier, and it's this big project, right? And I just want to ask, how does WinUI 3 relate to Project Reunion?
So just to recap again, what our goal is. Our goal is to make so developers can reach really all their customers using updated features as fast as possible. And so what we've done is, we're going to ship the platform features outside the OS. And a lot of this was motivated by what we were doing with WinUI 3, as we have already started that journey to decouple it from the OS. And the goal then is to make sure that the millions and millions of applications that are built for Windows can then incrementally update and use the features. So there doesn't have to be a rewrite. And that was one of the things with UWP that was very hard, is it really was a rewrite in many cases to move your code over. Not all, but a lot of the Win32 apps. And that's just too expensive for most developers. So then we made it incremental to adopt the features. You can do it experience by experience. And then we wanted to preserve the benefits and all the advances that we've been making and make sure that every developer can get access to them in an easier way, easier to just install and run your app safely. We want to get all that deployment technology. We want to make sure that we got all the APIs. And so we've now packaged all that up, and we're going to go deliver that through an easy to reuse set of libraries that you can just build into your applications coming from NuGet. And WinUI 3 really leads the pack there. The same thing with WebView 2 and MSIX. Those are really kind of our lead technologies kind of leading through a union. But the goal is to bring more and more of the value together between UDP and Win32. So you're really just building a Windows app at the end of the day.
Yeah. Okay, great. So Ryan, I think that we have a community question for you from Insignificant88. So does WinUI 3 support LTSC versions of Windows as well?
WinUI 3 is going to, right now, the I think this is a great question to follow what Kevin had said. So WinUI 3, you know, for a long time, we've sort of said that we wanted to support all the versions of Windows 10 back to RS4. Unfortunately, I've forgotten. Do you guys remember the number? What's the number on RS4?
1803, maybe?
I think it is. I think it's 1803. And so that was always kind of the thinking that we had done there. I know that a lot of the reunion alignment that we want to do has been thinking that maybe we would update that to the next version, 1809. And so every version, LTSB or not, from 1809 up is probably going to end up being the target by the time we ship 3.0.
Okay. And here's a great question from Andre Abrantes for Kevin. So he's saying, I develop software for industry. Do you recommend that WinUI 3 should be used for this?
Absolutely. I think WinUI 3, our goal is to make it the easiest to develop simple, complex, powerful UI across the spectrum. So whether you're building business software, whether you're building entertainment software, it really has the widgets and toolkits that you, the controls that you need to build it. And you can use it in your existing application, regardless of what technology really you've used to build that app. So we are recommending WinUI 3 as the way forward for all user experience.
Okay, sounds great. So Ryan, I have a question for you. I think a lot of our community members are really involved in the open source community. A lot of them care a lot about open source. And I know we've spoken a little bit about, you know, doing open source things with WinUI 3. So can you tell us any more about our plans or generally what to expect in terms of open source for WinUI 3?
Yeah, I'll start with what you can expect. So, you know, when we talk about wanting to go open source, we mean that in a sort of a holistic sense. So that's not just taking the code and just making it sort of available in a way that you can't really participate with it. But it's to have the full experience, to do our planning in the open with issues, to have the source code obviously out and available, to be interacting with the community on a regular, you know, literally every day, all of our engineers working with you, and to be able to take pull requests and have people be able to go and make contributions. There's a lot of apparatus that's needed to go and get all of that working. And there's really two big pieces to it. One is just changing how the team works, and it is a reasonably sizable team and a substantial shift that we've done in WinUI 2 and we're doing in WinUI 3. There's also an aspect of it where we have to go and do quite a bit of code cleanup. I think the WinUI 3 code base right now is like 2 million lines of code. So there's quite a bit of, like literally that. I think I asked my one of our dev leads this question earlier and it said it was about 2 million lines. So depending on how you count it, it's like a million in test or something like that. So anyway, there's like a fair bit of cleanup that has to be done. But what we want to get to is a place where the full engineering end-to-end, all the way from the idea creation process, vetting, speccing, all the way down to the code actually gets written and checked in and tested, is all done end-to-end. And that's really what we mean by open source. In terms of sort of our path to get there, we're still working on lighting that up. And that work takes place alongside all the things that I showed in the demo, like the ARM64 work, or getting render target bitmap working, or you know, many other things, including all the stuff that we're trying to do to get to the point where we can have like a stable full 3.0 out. So we're making progress on that. And as soon as we feel that we're ready and we're ready to transition the team over to that, that's when we'll do it.
Okay. Thanks, Ryan. So I see there's a question from Rafael Rialdi about where do I find the XAML controls gallery running on WinUI 3. The link for that, I'll say it. I don't know if we can get it up on the screen, but it's aka.ms/WinUI3/XCG. So that's /WinUI3/XCG. So maybe a good Samaritan can put that in the chat as well. But that's where you can find the XAML controls gallery branch on GitHub, which you can then clone and build and just see for yourself. Okay, question for Kevin from Pan Kropek. Can I use MEF with WinUI and .NET 5?
I'm going blank on what MEF is for a second.
Is that an embedded framework? Is that what that's for? I don't know.
Well, either way, we can move on. Pan, if you can kind of clarify that in the chat, that would be awesome. And hopefully we can get back to that question. Okay, Ryan from Atif Mahir. Is UWP still good for advanced application development? Or is UWP in life support without any further improvements? You know, is UWP or is Win32 a better option for WinUI 3?
That's a great question. I'll give an answer. And then Kevin, if you want to add anything in there, you're welcome to as well. The first thing I want to say that the reason why I love this question is I think it really provides an opportunity to describe sort of like how the WinUI 3 arc is going to play out. The first thing to realize is WinUI 3 is sort of a lifting and a decoupling of a very mature UX framework that we have in Windows 10. And that UX framework powers billions of hours of use every single month in tons of mission critical experiences from the start menu, the Xbox shell, the mail app, you know, smaller or like more like applet type things like a calculator and things like that, photos, like there's so many experiences in Windows that are powered by this technology. So it's very mature and it's very good. WinUI 3 is sort of like the next generation of that. And that is going to grow to have feature parity and feature with that mature stack over time. So even when WinUI 3.0 comes out, WinUI 2 is going to continue to be a recommended and viable and actually continually improving stack that you can go and bet on. And WinUI 2 is a UWP-based stack. So absolutely, even when WinUI 3 is out, there will be new experiences that people should create that we would recommend that they create on that stack in UWP moving forward. So there's no change really to that story. WinUI 3 will eventually, you know, it adds a number of different capabilities. One thing it does is it works in the Win32 app model, which is great. So now Win32 developers get to participate in this modern stack too. That project will continue to move forward and support all developers, whether they're UWP developers or Win32 developers. All of them eventually will have a viable path to be able to use WinUI 3.
Great. So Kevin, is there anything else that you want to add onto that about UWP and Win32 and all that jazz?
So we created a problem. We named these things the way they did, and they were binary decision. As we move forward with reunion, these are independent decisions, not a upfront decision. You make them later. So I actually just built two apps. I built one as a Win32 app and I built one as a UWP. And the way that I made that decision is I wanted App Container on the UWP. I wanted it to live with the lifetime or have better lifetime management. And I wanted to use MSIX for deployment. And they were the defaults. So there was really no reason at that point to not just use UWP. It was a more efficient way to build my application. And so I went and I did that. For the other one, I needed interop with Office automation. And that required me not to have App Container on. That required me to use UWP today. As we move forward, this won't be a binary, it won't be an early upfront decision. I just will just build a reunion app and I'll just turn on App Container when I want it or not turn on App Container when I want it. Today we have these names of Win32 and UWP, and UWP turns on 3 or 4 things by default. If you want those, I say start from UWP because you should use those features. They're great features. If those features are in your way, start from Win32, and you can still, at the end of the day, use WinUI 3 in both of them. So our goal is to make it so this isn't as hard a decision up front. And as we make them a la carte decisions, as we've been using that term, this will just disappear. So no, nothing's being sidelined. Instead, we're trying to give you more flexibility and more choice to pick the feature that works for you.
Okay, thanks for that info. Yeah, I think that clarifies a lot. Let's go to a question for Ryan. Are there any updates on acrylic or faux acrylic work for WinUI 3? And that's from Anderson. Thanks, Martin.
Yes, maybe a little bit of an update. I mean, we released our feature roadmap not too long ago. Maybe we can get a link out, or if you take a look at the last WinUI community call, if you watch that recording, you'll see a link there. And the feature roadmap mentioned that acrylic is probably not going to be something that we release in the initial 3.0. That's going to remain true, and we're not going to try and do some sort of like a faux acrylic type of thing. We just want to get the real acrylic working, and so we're going to focus on that, and we'll ship that as part of like a point update after 3.0, maybe like a 3.1, that type of thing. So that's the direction we've taken. We sort of waffled back and forth, and we want to do like a fake thing. We realized, no, that's just a deviation. We'll just do the real acrylic. So
cool. All right, turning over to Kevin now. Here's a question from Jasim Al-Rama. Will WinUI work in the future on Mac OS and Linux?
We've had some requests for allowing WinUI to run cross-platform. I continue to just ask for the scenarios that developers want and what they're trying to target. So I would say give us feedback, because there's many directions that could take. And so it's really about, as we go cross-platform, there are a lot of things in the cross-platform world that people can use. But our goal is really to make sure that our developers can build best-of-breed apps on Windows and then have an easier transition to write cross-platform experiences. So this is not off our roadmap. It's not on our roadmap. It's something that we're listening to the community and trying to understand if it makes sense. And if it does, how would we do something like that?
Okay. And kind of related to that, what about, you know, apps running on Xbox and other form factors? What's the story for that with WinUI 3?
So our goal is to make it so that WinUI 3 will also work for those applications. Those are UWP today's. Now, their technology is built a little bit differently. The Xbox has a little bit different security and app model around it, just because that's how it's architected and built as a console. But the goal is that you should be able to do that, though probably in a little bit different timeline. Right now, we are very focused on making sure that really developers can reach the 1 billion sockets. And mm-hmm. that's where the numbers are. We see a lot of excitement on desktop usage. The numbers have risen a dramatic amount in the world we're in today. People are using their PCs a lot more. And so that seems to be the right place for us to focus, with a vision to make sure that, yes, you can use WinUI 3 across all of our devices.
Okay, cool. Going back to Ryan now, here's a question from Marcel Wagner. This is an interesting one. Will new updates also be published to WinUI 2, or will new features and controls only be available in WinUI 3?
Sure. I'll try and reiterate something that I said in my answer to a previous question, but to be really clear about it, WinUI 2 will continue to get new feature updates, and that will continue to happen until we think that there's no like scenario or need to improve WinUI 2 anymore. So, you know, initially, like I had said, WinUI 3 isn't going to have everything that WinUI 2 has. It will have some things that WinUI 2 never had. And it also will have some things that we have not yet made available. Acrylic's a good example that will have to come after 3.0. And so we're going to continue. That means WinUI 2 will be still a recommended path for people. If you want to go and write an Xbox app, for example, perfect follow-on from the last question, you would go and use WinUI 2. That would be the recommended thing. And it's not legacy technology. It's actively invested in technology that we will continue to support and will continue to expand. And we're going to have a WinUI 2.5 release, I think, in like the first week of December, so coming up very soon, just as more evidence that WinUI 2 continues to march on, and we'll keep going. And also just hi, Marcel. You're a very valued member of our community. Thanks so much for all the contributions you always make.
Awesome. Okay, another question for you, Ryan, coming from Dot Morton. Preview 3 doesn't have Go Live support, but can we ship Preview products and libraries on top of Preview 3?
We definitely don't recommend like shipping anything on Preview 3, period. It's not production ready. It's not, and it is not forward compatible, which means that like future updates to the Windows OS could theoretically break whatever it is that you shipped. So I would not recommend that you ship on Preview 3. Really, we do want to get to a place where we're now production ready and we have all of that, all that that implies, you know, which isn't just even how the bits work and how forward compatible those are, but like documentation is in place. We've got good samples that are legitimate. The Preview 3 or the WinUI 3 version of the controls gallery is like in the store too. There's like so many things that need to be done before we're like really ready to say, yeah, now you can build production software on WinUI 3. And we are closing in on that for sure. We've been working on it for a long time. And like, you know, you can see almost all the controls work. We've got the developer experience stood up. We're closing in. We're getting there. But it's not quite there. So I just want to caution you on not using Preview 3 for like production software right now. That wouldn't be wise.
Okay. Let's see. I am going to go to a question for Kevin. I feel like this will be a quick one, just something you can clarify. Will WinUI replace UWP? And that is a question from Jasim Al-Rahman.
The question is an incorrect question. WinUI 3 will work inside of a UWP. And mm-hmm. So I just, UWP has UI in it, and you can use the new UI as well. WinUI 2 has UI in it. So as an app model, those things are kind of distinct.
Yeah. Okay. Another one for you, Kevin, coming from James Croft. With WinUI, there's a lot of conversation about desktop. Will we see any improvements for experiences like mixed reality, such as XAML and 3D?
Right now, we are really not looking at mixed reality. That's not our focus. Right now, high usage devices and being productive on our desktops, and that's really where we're seeing our customers get usage. I personally am very interested in the technology. I love it and it's great. It's just not right now, I think, the primary focus, and that's not what we've heard from customers. If that is, then let us know and we will take that into consideration. But so it's not that we don't find it interesting. I think a lot of us do. It's really that we want to be responsive to the community and the broad community and what they would like us to focus on.
Okay, sounds good. So Ryan, let's talk a little bit more about 3.0. Specifically, what key features are coming in 3.0 that make it a GA release? And in what cases should one wait until after 3.0 to migrate to WinUI 3? And I believe this was a question that we didn't get to answer on one of our past community calls. Sorry, I don't have your name who asked this, but whoever it was, thank you.
Yeah, there's a couple aspects to that. So in terms of like what makes it a 3.0, I alluded to it maybe in my previous question. It's really just getting, you know, the last 10 yards or whatever it is to being really stable and mature and supported. Making sure that we are forward compatible, making sure that the docs are in place, making sure that the bugs are hammered out. We have quite a long bug tail. I know that people have been filing a lot of bugs on our repository. I love that. That's great. Thank you so much for that. We fixed a lot of them in Preview 3. But there's actually hundreds more that need to be fixed before we feel, you know, like we feel responsible for the stability and the performance of WinUI 3. And so we want to make sure that we get those bugs fixed and addressed before we go out. Feature-wise, Preview 3 is really not very far from what we want to ship in a 3.0. It's missing things like acrylic and some other features as well, but it has almost all the controls that the WinUI 2 stack offers today. So it's not far off, but there are a few features that we need to add, and most of them are just around sort of getting production ready. I think there was a part two of your question as well, Anna, that I maybe got lost.
Yeah, so in what cases should someone wait to migrate to 3.0?
Yes, that's right. So, the simplest answer is once WinUI 3 ships and is ready for production apps. If it contains the feature set that you need, and we'll make that clear, we have a feature roadmap and we'll just make it clear what's in it and what's not. And of course, the XAML controls gallery will also make it clear because you can see what features are there. If it's got what you need, then moving to it is a great move. If that makes sense for your business, if you're able to go and if you're already a WinUI 2 app, it'll be easy to move over. If you're like a WPF or a WinForms app, then there's different paths that you might take to go and adopt WinUI 3. But the bottom line is you can move to it on day one when the 3.0 ships, if it has what you need. If it doesn't have what you need, like if you really need acrylic, then you should continue to use WinUI 2 and you should just wait till the acrylic comes in. And you know, the releases here are not going to be years between. The model that we're going with is dot releases developed in the open every few months. So we're going to be adding capabilities successively all throughout the WinUI 3 story once we get to 3.0 and onward.
Okay. Thanks, Ryan. Let's go back to Kevin now. Here's a question from Sergio 0694. So are there any updates on supporting WinUI 3 and .NET 5 in a UWP app? Many of us do want the UWP model without having to miss out on .NET 5. Aminator showed it already works with hacks. Is there an ETA on official support?
So I think right now we are thinking about the timing of reunion. So one of the things we're trying with reunion, just like with WinUI 3, we're making it so that UI can be built in both. We need it. We're working on the app model and around the security model of how we're going to introduce that into reunion. Because some of that is the reason why .NET 5 doesn't work. So it's really an internal of, do we go make .NET 5 work in an older model, or do we add the reunion work, which will work in both, and then we build .NET support into the reunion model? And that's something we just, from an engineering, basically speed point of view, we're working on. So right now it works in Win32, and we are working on how do we migrate that? Do we do the reunion work first, or do we go do the work to put it into both of the app models in the older code? So wait, we'll give you more information as it goes on, but we haven't decided that.
Okay, thanks, Kevin. So quick question about the functionality for Preview 3. There's a question from Deadpool Sway. Can we set the title bar color in WinUI 3 Preview 3? And Ryan, I think that one's more directed to you.
I'm sorry, I was typing in the chat. Can you say it again?
Yeah. So can we set title bar color for Preview 3?
Yes, but I don't think that there's a XAML API for it. But now I hope I could be mistaken on that. So I might have to get back to you on that to really know for sure. You can certainly do title bar customization. That's a capability that we have added some support for in WinUI 3. But I don't know enough about that. I need to go and look at those APIs.
Okay. And I know we also have a couple of our WinUI engineers in the chat. If any of you know the answer and want to clarify that in the chat as well, that would be awesome. So Ryan, I think something that's on a lot of people's minds is, what's the roadmap for WinUI 3? What's it going to look like for the next couple months? When do we expect a 3.0? When do we expect open source, this and that? Can you give us any updates on what's coming?
Yeah, for sure. This is the number one question, other than maybe open source. We always get it. People always want to know. As I've mentioned in previous WinUI community calls that we do, we're trying to be careful with the date. And the main reason on that is a long while ago, we had sort of said we wanted to ship 3.0 this month. We weren't able to pull that together due to sort of the enormity of the project. So the challenge that created for customers is that people were sort of betting on that and they're sort of expecting it to come. So now I'm being very careful with the dates. This is like a giant caveat to whatever it is I say here, because I don't want people to bet too hard on what we're saying here. Just be really, careful. It is like a fluid world and there's 2 million lines of code. So we're chewing through it and trying to get it ready. I will say that we are, the end is approaching. We think we are aiming for a date which would be in the first half of next year. I'll say that much. And I also suspect, but we don't have concrete plans yet, I suspect we'll do another preview before that. We'll probably do a preview 4. We're looking at that right now and just trying to sort of plan that out. And then we'll probably do like the full release and be done there. So that's about the most concrete that I can get right now. I don't have like a I have a date in my head, but I'm not going to say it because you know, then I won't have any flexibility to move it. So we'll go with that. I hope that gives you enough to go by. It's not way off.
Okay. Well done, Ryan. Well done, not committing.
Yeah, trying to walk that line there a little bit there. And I just don't want to create pain for people. I know it's really hard when they're like, oh, it's coming out on this day. Yeah. I'm going to be all ready for it. I want to be careful about that. I feel like I burned people once and I don't want to do that again. So,
yeah. Okay, a quick follow-up for that. What about open source? Do we know if that, you know, is kind of come before 3.0 or with 3.0? What are we aiming and expecting for that?
Our current thinking is that open source would be a high priority thing after 3.0. So the team has been facing this challenging dilemma. Because open source is a lot of work. Do we complete it all and do that first, or do we try and do 3.0 first? I think the thing that has tipped us to trying to really just focus in on getting a stable 3.0 out is that we already wanted to get a 3.0 out earlier, and some people, important customers, really want us to get that 3.0 because they want to start building production software on it. And if we focus on the open source part of it first, I think what it does is it just delays it even more. And so we really feel, I think the team and me personally, I feel a tremendous drive to get the 3.0 out, really get that going, get the point updates happening like 3.1 and 3.2 and start that engine. And so as a result, we're going to focus on that really hard first, and then quickly after that, focus in on open source. And a lot of the open source work has been done, so it's not like we're starting flat-footed here. In fact, I would say we're probably 80 or 90% to open source, but we really want to get that 3.0 out first before we complete that last bit.
Great. All right. Well, with that, I think it's time to wrap this up. I want to give a huge thank you to everyone, you know, who's watching and for all your questions. And of course, Kevin and Ryan, thanks so much for being here, talking all about WinUI and answering everyone's questions. So Kevin, any last words, anything you'd like to say before we log off here?
Our goal is to listen to you. So as you have feedback, as you have requests, keep the conversation going. We listen, we try to adjust our schedule, and we'll do the best job we can to empower you to reach your customers with a high quality, great experience.
Awesome. All right. With that, I think we are done here. Okay. Thanks, everybody. Hope you all have a great day. Bye.